A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The Lord said to me, "Go and buy yourself a linen loincloth and put it on your loins, but do not dip it in water." So I bought a loincloth according to the word of the Lord and put it on my loins. And the word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, "Take the loincloth that you bought and are wearing, and go now to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a cleft of the rock." So I went, and I hid it by the Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. And after many days, the Lord said to me, "Go now to the Euphrates, and take from there the loincloth that I commanded you to hide there." Then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and I took the loincloth from the place where I had hidden it. But now the loincloth was ruined. It was good for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Thus says the Lord, "Just so I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people who refuse to hear my words, who stubbornly follow their own will and have gone after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be like this loincloth, which is good for nothing. For as the loincloth clings to one's loins, so I made the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah cling to me, says the Lord, in order that they might be for me a people, a name, a praise, and a glory. But they would not listen." The word of the Lord. Parables are not meant to be nice bedtime stories that help lull a child to sleep. Rather, they're stories with a certain lesson or truth to them, which mean to shock, startle, or surprise the listeners. Depending on one's understanding of the parables, they call for a variety of responses. In the days of Jesus, the people would have clearly understood the innuendos and comparisons he was making in his parables to the kingdom of God. Because of our technological and automated world, especially here in the United States, we often miss the intended metaphor. We may have become so familiar with the parables or have heard so many homilies on them that they're no longer unsettling or surprising for us. The parables of Jesus are meant to be analogies that help us to better understand who God is and who we are in relationship with God. Given the parables of today's gospel, we can understand that God is like the mustard seed or the yeast, and we are like the field or the dough into which the agent is placed. If we allow God into our hearts even just a little bit, then God's presence in our midst has the possibility of growing exponentially. Today's gospel parables, though offering a sense of potential for us, are not exactly shocking or startling for us. The living parable, however, that Jeremiah reveals in today's first reading is another story. I can just imagine Jesus retelling the story of Jeremiah hundreds of years later, saying, "The kingdom of God is like a man, we'll call him Jeremiah, who bought a loincloth, wore it, but didn't wash it, and then stashed it away in a cave for a long period of time. When he retrieved the garment, it was good for nothing." God instructed Jeremiah to live out this parable because it demonstrated how the close and special relationship that God had with the Israelite people had deteriorated. It was the sin of pride and hardness of heart that rotted their relationship, and their clinging to the good-for-nothing ways of idolatry that broke the covenant. If the parables are indeed meant to give us a clue as to who God is and our relationship with God, then any one of us, no matter our age, the time we live in, our economic status, any one of us would no doubt be brought up short by this living parable of Jeremiah. Being compared to a piece of underwear, and a decayed, good-for-nothing piece of underwear at that, should leave us startled. The image doesn't exactly fit comfortably for us. Who wants to think of themselves as being like an undergarment in relationship to God? But think about the loincloth. a piece of clothing worn on the part of the body that gives life. God is the giver of all life and wants to be as close to us as a piece of underwear is to our skin, and even closer. And perhaps that is what makes us uncomfortable. Why would God desire to be close to us when we know that we are not as fresh and clean as we would like to be? And therein lies the challenge. I don't know if we can desire God as much as God desires us. But if we desire to be close to God, even a little bit, a mustard seed's worth, then we are invited to abandon the things in our lives that rip us away from God, like the sins of pride, greed, envy, hardness of heart, prejudice, or vengeance. Whatever it is that causes us to turn away from the giver of all life needs to be buried deep in a cave so that it can rot and become decayed and hold less temptation for us. Our desire for God, then, will impel us to cling more tightly to God's mercy, love, tenderness, and forgiveness. No, the parables are not bedtime stories which lull a child to sleep. They are stories which have the potential of awakening us to a new way of being so that we rise, refreshed and renewed, in the life and love of Christ Jesus.